High consumer sentiment indicates a strong retail sales this holiday season.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. I'm again pledging to myself that this year will be the year I will start my diet, of course, after this holiday season. Black Friday and Christmas sales have been going on for a couple of 3 weeks already, and consumers have increased their real purchases by 2%. That is after adjustment for inflation, which is in line with most forecasts, which are around 4.5% increase in current dollars. One of the biggest ticket items that consumers purchase is a car. So let's look at the history of car sales. With the exception of the large cities, public transportation, the rest of the country leaves a lot to be desired. We have an infrastructure which is geared to a public that is seriously attached to driving their own private cars. There were more than 17 million cars and light trucks sold in the U.S. over the last 12 months, the highest level since 2005, way before the Great Recession. Car sales ran at around 16 to 17 million units annually before the recession. However, with the start of the recession, car sales followed the consumer sentiment index all the way down to 10 million units by the end of 2008, a huge drop, which generally followed the consumer sentiment index by a lag of 2 to 3 months. And then the Cash for Clunker program was introduced to the market. The sheer size of the buyback not only stopped the decline in the car sales, but also spiked the sales volume sky high. The effectiveness of the program became obvious after it ended, when the car market not only didn't drop back to where it was before, but grew and grew rapidly. The Cash for Clunker program kicked start the car market, which is exactly what it was engineered to do. The Consumer Sentiment Index was at 97.5 for November. It should be added that the index averaged at 108 in 2000 and 104 for the last 3 years of the 90s. Also, the index has been below its last year's level for 7 out of the last 11 months, including both October and November. So we are not even close to its highest level, but the index is still pretty high. According to University of Michigan, the November drop in the index was more related to income than politics. Among those with incomes in the bottom third, the index rose by 10 points and fell by 7 points among those in the top third of income distribution. In contrast, sentiment index remained unchanged among Democrats and Republicans prior to and following the election. Great to see there is at least one thing that we agree on as a nation. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.